This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. On Saturday, Carlo travelled to take on Tipperary in the first rounds of the National Football League Division 4. The team hasn't been announced yet, but I have with me here Josh Moore, who's been a regular on the Carlo team over the last couple of years. Josh, welcome. Straight into
good to be
it.
Here.
Yeah, listen, thanks. Straight into it. Will you be starting on Saturday night?
I hope so, yeah. Hopefully. I had a bit of a sickness over Christmas there on antibiotics, but look, I'm back here, back fit now, so hopefully, please God.
Yeah, the antibiotics can knock you back a good bit, but obviously when you're young and as fit as you are, they're probably not going to do as much damage as they do to me, say.
Oh, hopefully, anyway, once you get through Thursday night, you should be fit to go on Saturday.
Yeah. Come here, I have to ask you, yourself and Conor Crowley, did you have a bit of a dust-up during the year?
I thought you might ask about that. Yeah. Before Christmas, I suppose, a bit of a story went around, and obviously, as all stories do, with blue legs. So, it was in training, we just had a bit of a, we're just marking each other, and it got a bit physical. Probably went a bit too far, but no, me and Crowley are good. It just grew a bit of legs, I think, outside the camp, which is never nice to hear, but look.
Well, no, listen, I never pay any heed to rumours, the way they go around. Obviously, being a newspaper person, you listen in. I would have reckoned, knowing the two lads who were involved, I would have said the two of them nearly sort of, look, we were stupid, we did what we did, but that's part of training. And if you don't have that bit of a bite in training, it's not going to happen during a match.
Exactly. It happens up and down the country. You just don't always hear about it. And I suppose it grew legs on this occasion. But even in clubs, like I'm sure it happens in Pal, it happens in our affiliate, I can tell you that. So, yes, it's not a big deal inside the camp. We're all good now. Anyway.
Yeah. Is Conor okay? Is he?
Yeah. He's back training, no problem. Yeah, he should be fit to go for Saturday.
Yeah, good stuff. Listen, how's training been going anyway? Look, I know lads
very
would say it's going well, but I think you've got about 25 lads training, 25 to 30, maybe more. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. I suppose at this time of the year, all county teams are kind of letting lads go away with Sigerson and stuff. So it's a little bit disjointed now. I think the lads we had away playing college football are more or less back now full time. And even some of the lads are still playing schools football. I think they're all back now. So we're all focused on the league now, the Tip game on Saturday.
Are you away from all that now, Josh? Are you?
Yeah. I've had my time in college now. I'm outside that now.
Yeah, I always think it's a bit ironic. Like, there isn't too many Sigerson Cup medals in Carlow. Very, very few, in fact. And one year, yourself and Jordan Morrissey, you come up against each other in a Sigerson Cup. Jordan, I think, got man of the match that night. Well, was it something you look back on regret, or do you look back on joy with the participation you had in such a wonderful time for the IT in Carlow, or Setchell as it is now?
Yeah, definitely no regrets anyway. I suppose that year we actually came from the relegation final down in Tralee, playing against the likes of David Clifford and Barry John Keane. So we weren't given a chance from the get-go. So anything we got there was a bonus, and getting to the final was unbelievable. And you chat to all the lads, even though you didn't win it, you still chat to a lot of the lads you played that way from different counties and stuff like that. You do keep in touch, so no, there's definitely no regrets on our end anyway.
Yeah, and Jordan, of course, now has created that bit of history by being one of the few Carlo players to have a Sigerson Cup or a Fitzgibbon Cup or any of them, you know, the All Ireland colleges ones. They're massive ones to get.
Yeah, he has the bragging rights for that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, Radfield and Aer Ró, that factor comes in there as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a long long future coming up against each other in semi-finals, and I might get bragging right back from you on it.
Yeah. Tell us this, Josh, you know, before we go on to the inter-county scene, Aer Ró beat you last year on penalties. Like, Brian Murphy scores that penalty, or whoever took a penalty that night, they go in. You've got a whole different player of the year. It's obviously this year Aer Ró will get the player of the year, but you know, on the strength of 6 inches of the width of a post, Brendan Murphy gets the player of the year. Maybe you get the player of the year. You know, it's a funny game, isn't it? Like
it's fine margins, yeah.
Yeah. And did it take you long to park that defeat that year? Because you were reigning champions, weren't you?
No, Pal had won it the year
Oh,
before.
Pal had
It
won. My
was,
apologies. Good man, good man.
No, I still haven't had it in me to watch the game back. I kind of have nightmares about it, but look, I suppose it's probably a bit tongue in cheek now if we said that it shouldn't have been Ted, the final shouldn't, or the semi final shouldn't have went to penalties,
No,
maybe a
probably not.
final, but it's a bit tongue in cheek to say that. If we won, of course, obviously we would have been saying that, look, fair is fair, whatever, but look, it was that tight again. We think that no matter who won, it was fair. It was just the battle on the day.
That's, you talk about the trailer, that kind of stuff, or is it all gone now, or
Well, we haven't really
we're
been back
over
around
it?
Philly much yet, so we don't really talk about, we haven't had a chance to even talk about, but I'm sure we won't dwell on it. In McCarlo, we kind of leave the club thing aside, like we all just get on with it, and we're teammates then in McCarlo, so there'll be no real grudges or anything like that in the camp.
I was looking down through the Carlo, the players that you used in the two Auburn Cup games, well, the Auburn Cup and the Auburn Shield. There's a sizable number of fellas come in from Rathvilly. They always give to the county team in spades, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of that is down to JJ and Kevin Byrne and Raph Philly as well, because if you're not playing, if you're not enjoying your football, you probably don't want to stay playing and you want a bit of a break from it. But we have the likes of Colin Byrne and Kevin Murphy, and then obviously the younger lads, Adam Burgess and Ian Gavin. They're loving their football, and that's thanks to JJ, the way we're playing at Raph Philly at the minute. So they had no hesitations once they got the call from Niall, they wanted to be part of the group.
Listen, Kevin Mur Burr is it, sorry, am I right? Kevin Murphy.
Kevin Murphy, yeah.
Kevin Murphy's in the squad now at the moment. He seems to be enjoying his participation with the squad. Like he's
Yeah,
getting
he
in
has been. He's been
scores.
absolutely flying. Yeah, he spent the last 2 summers over in New York, so he was missing from that bit of Philly, but he came back and he was flying this year. He kept himself fit, and look, he hasn't looked back since. He's still flying with Carlo.
He could be starting at the weekend, could he? Not that you
Yeah,
won't
I
make
don't
the
know the
coach
team now.
aware, but no,
I
but
don't
like
even know if
just,
Niall knows the team.
no, but just that the form is good there. He could be a fellow that maybe a couple of months ago you would have said wouldn't have been a start, but now could well be.
He's definitely there. He's putting his hand up in every training as well. He's stepping up. So, yeah, hopefully.
And going on to some of the younger lads who have come into the squad, John Pirrie, Kevin there, Oisin Doyle, Brian McMahon, lads seem to be flying at the moment. Are they all still involved?
They're all still involved. And even, like I said, Adam Burgess and Ian Gavin, there's three of them out of lads you named there. There's three of them still playing schools football, which is ridiculous to even think of. Like, they're only 17, 18 years of age. So, it's going to do them nothing but good being part of the group.
Jamie Mack, it's amazing when you think about it. Like John Pirrie seems to be around for a long time. Oisin Doyle and these lads, they all seem to be around for so long, but that, as you say, they're still in school.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it's great for their development as well, being involved from such a young age. And they're going to thrive in their under-20s championship as well. It'll all stand for.
Tell us this, go back to maybe the start of the season. Where did the season start, the inter-county season start for the squad?
Yeah, so I suppose we didn't actually get too much of a break. We went straight into the gym at the start of November. I think it was more or less the 1st November we started off in the gym collectively, underneath the stand of Dr. Cullen. And then we hit the ground in the on the 1st of December. We went back on the pitch then around that time. So yeah, we've been on the pitch since then, getting the ball moving.
Do you enjoy it at this time of the year?
I suppose I can say I do now. Having that little bit of pressure off not having the Sigerson to look after as well, but I can sympathise with the lads who are trying to juggle both, because it is a lot. You're trying to keep both managers happy and trying to keep the body right more than anything. Like, so I've had a bit more time this year to get the body right and everything. So yeah, I am enjoying that a bit more this year.
And do the rest of the lads feed off, say some of the more experienced players like yourself, Darragh Foley? I remember years ago, and I remember my daughter was given a Carlo jersey to wear. Look, she was only 14. It never that much came out of it afterwards. But I remember that morning when she was handed the Carlo jersey. It was over in the Carlo Hurling Club, and look, the sheer joy! I was so excited for her. Like she wouldn't have been as excited as I was. Does that sort of feeling still persist with players like yourself who have? You're playing with Carlo quite a while now, there's still the same joy, the same sort of excitement, the same sort of almost newness about it every time a new season starts.
Yeah, of course, and especially when there's new lads involved as well, there's more chat around the camp and stuff like that. Like, you're in work and having chats with people coming in and out the door about what game's coming up, who he's playing, where is it, and stuff like that. So it's always exciting, and there's always some sort of talk around it. So it's a great thing to be involved in. And look, you're not going to be involved in it forever, so it's important to just enjoy it while it lasts.
I remember James Hickey telling me years ago when you lads came into the Mount Leinster Rangers team from underage. He said the lads like Frank Foley and himself and David Phelan and these fellas would be testing these youngers to see what they were made of, and they'd be hitting them hard. And right off, the fella took a belt and he gave one back. The lads would be looking at each other. This fella's got to make it.
Yeah, I
And
think that's the
he
attitude.
had to
Yeah,
turn us head up.
if you're good enough, I suppose you're old enough. And look, the young lads like John Ferry and all these lads, they're well able to hold their own, so they give it back just as good as they get.
So you do give them the odd belt now and again to keep to toughen
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to the
up.
young lads now.
Yeah, good man, yeah. A lot of the old stock is there as well too, isn't it?
Yeah, we still have the likes of sure Foley is still flying. He's in the best shape he's ever been in, so hopefully that's going to stand to him this year. And the same with likes of Shane Clark, Jamie Clark. Yeah, it's good to have all the old heads, and we need that bit of experience. I know you need fresh legs and fresh ideas and perspectives and stuff like that, but it's good to keep the lads to hone down the ship.
Yeah. Was Niall Crew able to freshen up a small bit this year? Did he change anything? And obviously you don't want to give anything away, but does he change things to keep lads interested? Does the training stay, is it the same training as last year, say?
No, the training's be different. I know we have Eamon O'Callaghan is involved a lot more this year. He's a lot more hands-on, so he's bringing a lot of new things to the table. Obviously, Joycey has been involved since Niall has been here, so he still brings his element to it. But no, we do switch it up and keep things fresh because it gets stale otherwise.
I hear you. I hear you. The National Football League Division 4, a tough competition. Tor O'Brien, you say years ago, it's the toughest competition of the whole lot. Is he right?
Yeah, it's dog eat dog, I think. It's anyone can be anyone in Division 4, and that's the beauty of it. There's no one you fear in Division 4. Like, obviously, yeah, when you have home advantage, you're that bit more confident, but and then playing away, you obviously know you're going to be in for a bit of a fight. But no, anyone could be anyone, so there's no one to be feared in Division 4.
Tipperary is a tough one to start with, isn't it? They're
Yeah,
down.
I've never actually played down in Semple Stadium. I was sick COVID the year that we did play down there, so I haven't got the experience it, but I heard it's a big pitch. So hopefully, look, we have a young team, and hopefully we'll be able to use that to our advantage.
Yeah, does Semple Stadium sort of, does it have any kind of connotations for yourself being such a famous ground? I know it's more associated with hurling than football, but does it mean anything to go out and play there for the lads like yourself?
Oh no, it's huge. And look, any county ground you get to go to, it's a great experience to just go and see it. And again, it'll be my first time playing on it, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, come here. I have to ask you as well there. Just go down the road a small bit from Semple Stadium, and you've got Páirc Cliath and Super Value Cliath or Netwatch Cullen Park and Dr. Cullen Park. What do you make of all that?
I
Or
don't really
Dillon?
know what to make of it. I can see both sides of the coin. I can see that people do need to take the investment and stuff like that, and it's great. It's like the money will be put to good use, I think. But then there's the cultural side of it too, and I think the GAA is built on culture and heritage, so there is a lot to be said for just keeping the name. I'd be in favour of keeping the name if it was me.
Yeah, we're just want to have you there, Father Ryan Park in Rathfilly. Who's that call after, or have you any idea?
I think that's a bit before my time. I did
Yeah,
not know who that man was.
they'll hardly be called something else in the next couple of years, would it? Yeah, you wouldn't
No,
know what to go
I don't
to
think so.
them.
They're strong-minded in Rathfilly. I don't think they let that
Yeah,
one slide.
I couldn't imagine Pat Deary want to change it now unless there was a lot of
No,
bucks coming in your direction. Yeah.
he's one man that would not let that change.
Yeah. We're looking down to the fixtures, Jerry. You have to beat Leash sometime.
Yeah, I suppose it's in the back of our heads now a while now. Last year, look, I think we ran them very close. I think a few small margins. I think if things went other ways and stuff, maybe decisions by the referee. We don't like to blame referees, but if there was just, like a flip of a coin there, we could have won that maybe. So look, we won't fear them this year. We never really feared them, but especially after running them close last year, I think
Yeah.
we have a good chance.
Funny enough, I've said it on this podcast enough times. I've said, Laois fear ye, and fear ye so much that they'll be beaten by any other team in Ireland, but they won't let Carlow beat them.
I don't know how much merit is behind that. Maybe there is, but the funny way, Sean.
Yeah, but no, they just fear. They just said, no way, Carlow will be beaten. That's any team. We let Leitrim beat us, we let Tipperary beat us, but surely we won't let our neighbours beat us.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, especially when they have the bragging rights and we're so close. So look, this year we'll focus on it and hopefully we get the bragging rights.
Yeah. Listen, another thing there is scary to look at lads like Shane Redmond, you know, and Paul Broderick and Benny Kavanagh. They're lads who have soldiered with Carlo for years and years, you know, and they've all retired now, but Tree has never won any silverware with Carlo. I know Benny got his senior football championship medals with Carlo, but or with Aer Óg. But Paul and Shane were two lads who soldiered for years and years. Do you ever think about that, or do you ever does it motivate you at all that Jenny will have to get silverware with Carlo at some stage?
It's, yeah, I suppose it is in the back of your mind sometimes. Definitely as a younger player, I suppose. As I got older, you kind of start thinking about success in a different way. I don't think your career will be worth as much if you just look back at the silverware. I think you have to really step away from the outcome and look at what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So I wouldn't really define a career as successful by silverware. I think it's more about, do you bring the best version of yourself to training every day? Do you get that consistency going on the team? And look, I think that's more as you get older, you kind of start to realize that when you're younger, you just look at the outcome and want to win everything.
Yeah, I know Paul had the honour of getting the nomination of an All-Star, which must have been a wonderful feeling for him. And I remember asking him at the time, would he prefer to get the All-Star? Would he prefer to win a senior football championship with Tinryan? And look, I knew the answer. I knew know the answer to that too. But that's the nature of the, I suppose, the club and the county scenarios, isn't it?
Yeah, especially, and Paul is, he's been a great servant to Carlo as well, so it really is, it's hard to believe that he hasn't won anything or with the club even, but yeah, look, individual awards are nice, but they're, it's, it doesn't be me, like, winning with your friends and the lads you grew up with and stuff like that, so it's a nice touch, but it's not the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure. Did you watch the All-Ireland Club final last, particularly the football one in particular?
I did, yeah. I caught the end of the hurling as well, and it was a great
Yeah.
ending to the both game. So look, it's great to see how competitive it was, and I think that stigma around the Northern teams having a negative style of play, I think that's gone out the window now. They're kind of shifting and it's coming back full circle. Lads are starting to go at each other and they're not really holding back.
Yeah, I saw the second half of the hurling and all the football, and I must say I was looking at the hurling and it says, can hurling produce any more? You know, hurling just keeps reducing. But then the football came on and it was just two sides went really at it. Who
Yeah, and
values deeper?
I think that's, it's great for the spectators, but I think it's even better for the players. Lads aren't focusing on who makes the least mistakes. It's more like who can be the bravest and who can make the best decision on the ball.
Yeah. Let me see. What would be a good season for you with the county?
Yeah, I think that's a common question that we get asked a lot, but we always look collectively, we always say a good, like a good league campaign is what we really focus on. We really want to focus on getting out of Division Four. Look, I've been, I think this is my 6th year as part of the panel now, and we always say, let's go to Division Four. I know the year I came, we were in Division Three, and it's just, it, that's what we would strive for. I know the Talent Cup is great, we got a good run in it last year, but getting out of Division Four is our main priority.
Yeah. And look, that's where that brings me. If you look at what Carlo did there that year, they did get out of Division Four when they beat Antrim up in Belfast. Like what came with it then was, you know, Championship. They didn't have victories over Monaghan or Dublin, but you had victories over Wexford. And it just brought a whole new, it just brought something special to Carlo those couple of years. And I remember playing Tyrone. And in Carlow, and it was a very, very special day. And I suppose the day is that those players will never forget.
Yeah, and it's still talked about. Like, you even talk about the Kildare game, the horse's goal. Like, these are things that are still talked about. And you would think that, look, we didn't really win anything that year. We got more, but we didn't win anything in championship. But it's the run you go on, and it's the days out for everyone and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's really important.
Yeah. And look at your commitment. You're what, 6 years? I couldn't believe there when you said it, 6 years playing inter-county. Is there things that you know you miss by being an inter-county player? And like what's the biggest commitment you have to give?
I suppose having an evening to yourself is probably a thing you don't really get. You're never really fully switched off from when you're either doing a gym session or you're out with the lads on the field. But look, that's part of it. That's what you you take on when you want it. It's a lifestyle choice, really. Like, so
Yeah,
I
yeah.
wouldn't say there's anything I really miss out on. There's certain things you have to, you're restricted on. Like, obviously, you can't go out as much and stuff like that, but or planning holidays with maybe your mates and stuff like that. So there's just certain things you just have to plan better, I suppose, more than
Yeah, did you go on the holidays this year yourself for
anything. I did.
2022?
I waited until the county was over before I went back around Philly. I went for a little holiday to Budapest.
Yeah. Enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah, make the most of it while I can.
Come here, I have to ask you, the referees. Did you see the referees last week and the fitness tests that they failed? There was about 34 of them.
I briefly heard about it. I didn't actually, what actually happened? I didn't actually hear too much
Yeah,
about it.
I meant to do a bit more research on it before I came out to talk to you, and I didn't. But apparently, what's coming through is that something like 30 something referees did fitness tests, and only 17 of them passed. Now, the numbers might be right, but it's something like that.
Yeah, it's a bit mad. Look, I don't know if the standards are changing or that, but it's going to be hard to really get good referees now because, look, they're getting that much. There's a lot of abuse and stuff like that involved in criticism. So I don't really know why anyone would want to be a referee these days.
Yeah, it's a funny kind of a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be for me now.
Yeah. Having said that, one of your own clubmen, Pat Keogh, I remember asking him years ago, and Pat was a great referee, and I was talking to him about rugby referees, and I said to him, "Gee, Pat," says, "sure, the rugby referees are called sir." And he said, "I was never called sir in my life on a football pitch," he says. "Never happened," he says.
He could have been called a lot of other
He
different
could have
things.
been called a lot, but never sir, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, there's a lot more. Is there any team in the let's say in the division that you, and again, I have to be careful when I ask her, because you're not going to say to me, "Well, we're going to beat so-and-so, we're going to beat so-and-so easy, but we'll have a difficulty against somebody." Is there any team that you respect more than anybody else?
Not necessarily, no. I wouldn't. Like I said, Division Four, anyone can beat anyone, but that looking at the flip side, that means we could be beaten any given day either. So a lot of it is about focusing ourselves. I know, like playing the away games, like you said, it's a bit harder when you have to play away, you don't have that home advantage. But again, once we focus on ourselves and we make sure we deliver as best we can, we shouldn't be too far off anyone.
Yeah, where's Leitrim on this year? Have you Leitrim
Leitrim's
home?
at home this year, yeah.
Yeah, I had a memory last year of up at Leitrim. I stayed behind to do a bit of a report for the Irish Independent, and I ended up getting locked into the stand. Yeah, I remember ringing your manager Niall Carew and asking him, "Was Jim Bulger on the bus?" You know, and I think I'm not quite sure whether Jim was actually on the bus or not. But Carew rang him anyway, or texted him, or talked to him, and. There was somebody come. I eventually got out. Somebody else helped me out, but it was kind of one of those funny days, you know.
I think it was a day to forget for us anyway. I think we
It
got three
was,
red
yeah. I
cards that
remember,
day.
yeah. Everything went wrong that day, and the reason I got locked in was because it was a long time before I was able to get a chat with any of the players after that match, because it had gone so badly for you know. And
Yeah.
so by the time I got around, the next minute I was locked into the stand. And,
It's a long way home then too.
it was a bit longer, all right, but you're looking, you get those days too.
Yeah.
So, and nobody else, like, you know, Leitrim, Laois,
No,
anything.
not, well, I suppose like what I said, the away games are Tipperary away, Longford away and Laois away. So look, they're probably the games that will be that bit harder just because we don't have home advantage, but no, I definitely wouldn't say we fear any of those either.
How important is it to win the first game?
It's huge. It's huge. It's harder to kill momentum. So once we get the win on Saturday, we'll be looking straight then for Waterford. But look, one game at a time, we're going to focus on the
Yeah.
tip until then.
Yeah, do you do? And just before we finish, Josh, do you do any sort of work on the opposition, or is it possible to do it in Division 4?
Oh no, it definitely is. Yeah, and we have John Nolan is involved with us. He does a lot of video work and the video analysis and stuff like that. So he'd be trying to get tips from different games, even in the like the McGrath Cup, they're getting clips from Tipperary and stuff like that. So we do a bit of that, but again, a lot of focus is on ourselves. We do acknowledge that the other team are going to have different elements that we need to look at, but a lot of focus is on ourselves.
Yeah, so it's all to play for Tipperary on Saturday night, and take it from there. And there's no point in asking about anybody else, because look, you say one game at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, Josh, have a very good season, or shall we say, have a great season. Hope you get the win on Saturday night, and then you never know where that can take you after that. Great to talk to you.
Cheers, Karen.